Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. The White House is explaining why President Trump's legs have been swollen recently.
Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's a condition where damaged leg veins fail to keep blood flowing properly.
Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
Leavitt also explained recent close-up photos showing bruising on Trump's hand. She says it was minor soft tissue irritation from frequent handshaking and his use of aspirin as part of his standard cardiovascular prevention program. Leavitt says the president remains in excellent health.
No discomfort from the president at all, and you probably all see that on a day-to-day basis. He's working around the clock.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
WAUK News brought to you by the Summer Splash Dog Show at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, July 25th to July 27th. Fun for the whole family. WaukeshaSummerSplash.com.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The National Weather Service is investigating at least 10 possible tornadoes yesterday, mostly in southwestern Wisconsin, but as far east as the Watertown area. Meanwhile, the state is joining yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over education funding. Attorney General Josh Call says the move includes 23 other states. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration withholding more than $6 billion for schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money would not be coming. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just 4 months ago. Superintendent Jill Underley says, quote, Wisconsin schools depend on these dollars to serve kids. Make no mistake, stopping this money has already harmed and will continue to harm our families and communities, end quote. Wisconsin's technical colleges are glad the state has joined this lawsuit. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin Technical College System supports Wisconsin joining the coalition of states suing the Trump administration to restore funding under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. Of the 34,000 students enrolled in adult education at Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges each year, over 17,000 depend on Adult Education and Family Literacy Act funding to access essential services through the technical colleges and community-based organizations. In the 2023-24 academic year alone, over 2,500 of these learners enrolled in post-secondary occupational programs at these colleges, programs that directly lead to career pathways and help meet the workforce needs of Wisconsin employers.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's just, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiance, Ronica Stone.
The wedding was, it was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A-game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
A fall feel today with a northwest breeze and clouds clearing. High temperatures only flirt with 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we get a little warmer to the mid-70s with abundant sunshine. And then at night, showers and storms are expected, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday and more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Bring the whole family to the Waukesha Kennel Club's Summer Splash Dog Shows at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, July 25th to 27th. Enjoy exciting events like dock diving,
fast cat racing, obedience, and the thrilling best of show competition. It's fun for all ages. Check out the vendors and find the best pet supplies for your furry friends. It's the perfect weekend for dog lovers and families alike. Sponsored by Royal Canin at 540 AM WAUK. Visit WaukeshaSummerSplash.com for all the details.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, another state assembly rep is making an announcement seeking a spot in the state Senate. Find out which incumbent she's hoping to take out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, freedom. We're all born to be free. We're all born to be great. We're all looking for the Hollywood sign and trying to find the interstate. We're all grown from the same old roots. We're all kicking in the same old boots. We're all stars and stripes and Friday night lights, living it up, falling in love tonight somewhere, sometime. Swing a little, drink a little, sun goes down. We're all saved by Jesus and our mama's prayers. We're all a little lost and found in some town somewhere.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. I'm Todd Albaugh, joined by our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters down in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. It is Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025. It is not just a great, it is a beautiful day to be a Wisconsinite. We are so happy to be bringing this show to you live here from Butternut, Wisconsin. Our friends, our colleagues, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach, kick things off this morning from this very location from 9 until 11 with Matinere on air. We're picking up the baton as we do this relay race across the state of Wisconsin and could not be more excited for today's show. As Kenny sang there in the opening bit, we are in some town somewhere, and we could not be more excited to be in Butternut, Wisconsin today. We got in, I'm not sure, Zommers, it was around 9:30 or so last night, stayed at the Northern Lights Inn, and many thanks to the great folks there at the Northern Lights Inn, one of our many great sponsors up here, and we're going to be talking to some of those great sponsors as we go through today's show. Big shout out to Darla Isham, who is the general manager up here in the Park Falls area, also for our great station, WBZH in Hayward, which this program goes across, and also to Big G, the sales director up here in this part of the world for Civic Media as well, for lining up these great sponsors, lining up this great location. Kelly Meredith, the owner, proprietor here of Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio, has been so gracious as to open up her beautiful space. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, I'd encourage you to look because we have this beautiful mural that Kelly has painted here. She talked extensively about this with Jane and Greg this morning on their show. She's going to stop by later this hour briefly just to tell us a little bit about that and her business. Also coming up this hour, at the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Dan Schaefer is going to join us, the political editor for Civic Media, also founder of the Recombobulation Area, to help us recombobulate on a little news. Will Governor Evers run for a third term? It looks like perhaps my guess was right that he will not. Could be some big news coming down the pike in the next 24 hours. We'll discuss that. And also local headlines. I love this, Zommers. I picked up the Lakeland Times from Minocqua here. and talk a little bit about the news there. And also we have the Price County Review headline, Concrete Park Repairs Begin. And Kelly talked with Jane and Greg this morning about Concrete Park. So we'll discuss local headlines with Dan Schaefer, as well as state political headlines as well. Looking forward to that. And then in hour two, going to have Lena Matola stop by of Northern Pines, where Jane and Greg and I are staying tonight. She runs a great resort here in the North Woods, and she's going to stop by and talk to us about that. Another one of our fine sponsors for today's show. What's worse today? This one seems to be a no-brainer, Zommers. Tourism or no tourism? We'll talk about that. And then to round out the show at the bottom of the second hour, Big G himself, a legend up here in the North Woods, is going to stop by. And our colleagues, our friends, Jane McNair and Greg Bach, are going to be here talking more about this great trip around the state of Wisconsin. How are things back in Madison, Zommers?
Pretty nice, at least to me. You know, it's a little cooler than it has been lately and a little less sunny. Some may call it gloomy. I call it tolerable.
It's cool up here as well. The sun is out, though. It was in the upper 40s when we woke up this morning at the Northern Lights. I have shorts on because as I was packing, as my grandpa used to say, I forgot to pack my long pants. So no jeans. All I got is my shorts. But it's fine because it's beautiful up here in the North Woods. So anyway, it's just been a great trip so far. And that's what we have lined up. Hopefully you will stay around for the entire show. Right now, joining me at the desk here on location in Butternut. So honored, so pleased to have her. She is the Vice President of the Butternut Historical Society. Maxine Kliger is here. Maxine, thank you.
Kilger.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Thank you for correcting me. Kilger, Maxine Kilger is here. And Maxine, first of all, thank you very much for doing this and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we talked a little bit before the show started here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you came to be involved with the Historical Society.
Pretty easy. I grew up in this community. I'm a descendant of one of the first settlers here, and I think it's the greatest place in the world.
So you're born in this area in the state and you grew up here.
Yes.
As you grew up then, were you a homemaker? Did you work outside the home?
Well, I grew up here. I went to college and became a teacher, and I spent 40 years teaching school in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Various places. Mm-hmm. But the best place was here.
Well, my entire family are educators. I'm the only goofball that didn't go into education. So I have a deep respect for people who, what grades did you teach?
The lowest grade I ever taught was fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And then I would say about the last 25 years or so, I taught middle school kids. Mm-hmm. And it was quite delightful and interesting.
I imagine that it was. When Jane and Greg and I drove in, one of the first things that caught our attention were these beautiful murals that you see. They're painted by our host here, Kelly Meredith. And we thought, wow, there's a lot of history here. Tell us, if you would, in brief, how did Butternut begin? What was the impetus for this community? Was it logging or otherwise? And a little bit about the community in which we find ourselves today.
Well, the community exists because after the Civil War, Wisconsin became a state in 1848, and the Civil War ended in 1865, and this was open land, and the only part that was settled was in the south, and there was all this vast ocean of trees up here, and the Wisconsin Central Railroad decided to run a rail line here, and the only way they could do it is if somebody cut down a path for them through the trees. And with the Civil War being over and a lot of soldiers looking for something to do, Civil War veterans took on the job of slashing the trees so that they could lay the tracks. Mm. And they came from the south when trains were down in the Milwaukee area, because Milwaukee did exist. That's where the German immigrants were going to, and then the railroad was also coming down from the north because of the settlements up around Lake Superior, and they met up at Morris, just the north of Glidden. That's where the rail was finally connected. But the Civil War veterans were actually the first people to come here. Kelly's ancestor was one of her family members was one of the first settlers in this area, and was probably one of those Civil War veterans. We have 14 or so graves of Civil War veterans in our Union Cemetery. And so that's how it all began. And the thing that brought the people here was the Homestead Act, because you had free land. There were a vast number of trees. They slashed the trees to open up the land for farmland. Mm-hmm. And that's how this became a community. It was called Butternut because those very people that slashed the timber for the railroad track noticed these unusual trees with these unusual nuts on them and wanted to, commented on them. They're similar to a black walnut. Mm-hmm. And they named them Butternuts. Now that's how Butternut got its name. And we don't have any of the trees left. There are a few spots in the community where some of them still grow, but it's, most of them have been cut down. But that's how the community got its name.
We're talking with Maxine Kilger, the Vice President of Butternut Historical Society here in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Miss Maxine, tell us a little bit in your experience, in your lifetime here so far, what things have changed over time, but also what stayed the same?
A lot of things have changed, because at one time we had two dairy processing plants in the community because there were so many farmers. Mm-hmm. The land was free. The farmers came in. They were willing to work very hard to produce milk, and it was very successful. That we no longer have any dairy plants in the community. There aren't any farms. Maybe there is one out in Agenda, but it makes it difficult for them to even get rid of their milk. They have to send it so far because there aren't any plants in really close by.
Yeah.
That is, something that has changed immensely. It's left us. And so the other industry was there were mills at one time. At one time, Butternut was the home of a large veneer mill. It was a veneer mill that produced veneer that was used to build the British bomber.
Really?
During World War II. It was made out of veneer because veneer was not, radar could not detect wood. And they shipped this veneer from Butternut to a plant where it was made in Great Britain. Uh-huh. And that was made here. Building is still there, but it's been closed for many years. It produced veneer after World War II, but there just wasn't enough market, and so that's been closed down. We don't produce anything here anymore. Mm-hmm. There used to be a large tourist industry here out on the Floyd, and all of those places, which were great show places and very popular resorts, those are gone as well. Times change and things deteriorate, and most of them are just pictures that we have in the museum at this time.
Yeah. I did not know that history, that you think about World War II. Hopefully all of us have learned about that in school, those of us that didn't live through it. And to think that from a small town in northern Wisconsin, a plane that was used to secure freedom in Europe, that's pretty spectacular in and of itself. We're coming up here about a minute here before the break, and if you could stay through it, I want to finish up the other side. But tell us, it seems to me the people and the spirit of this community, that can-do spirit, has it endured.
Well, the spirit, I think, comes from the fact that we're all descendants. Most of us are descendants of those first people.
Yeah, Civil War vets.
Yes, Civil War vets and German immigrants that immigrated here from mostly from Germany.
Yeah.
And they made their way to Milwaukee and heard about this free land, and that's what they wanted because they were trying to get away from the tyranny that they were suffering under from Prussia, and when Prussia conquered Bavaria. Mm-hmm. So that's what brought those German immigrants here. They were hard workers, and they started from nothing. They walked they didn't have transportation. They had to pack things on their backs. It was just
It was people really had to work hard to get here, right?
Yeah, just yeah, everything.
Absolutely.
Everything was difficult.
Just pause for a moment here. We're going to come back and talk with more with Maxine Kilger here. She is the vice president of the Butternut Historical Society. Don't go anywhere. We're coming up here on 20 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped 4 seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to the Tallow Ball Show. We are live in Butternut, Wisconsin here at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery in studio. So happy to be bringing you this program on location, along with our friends, our colleagues, Jay Matinier and Greg Bach, making this tour around the state of Wisconsin. And it is absolutely fantastic. We are talking with one of those people that makes Wisconsin great right now. She is Miss Maxine Kilger. She is the vice president of the Butternut Historical Society. Maxine, again, I could sit here and listen to you all afternoon, because I just love this oral history that you're not going to get in a book. But I'm just right. We have another guest here in the wings. Tell folks, if you would, what you want them to know. What's the important thing for people across the state to know about your hometown of Butternut, and why should they visit?
It is Butternut is a very safe place. It's a friendly place. You could leave your door open and leave for the week, and you wouldn't have to worry about anything. Mm-hmm. I would call that foolhardy, but you know, it can be done. You can get help from anyone. People are just genuinely kind and offer to help in any way they can. If there's a hardship or something, throngs of people get together. Mm-hmm. I have many times been involved in helping make a winter supply of firewood for someone who has had a medical issue or something. People just come together. They bring food. They bring their good wishes. They bring their tools. And in a few hours, they've cut the trees and sawed them up and piled them in place and had a good meal and go on home and There's never any money exchanged. It's just goodwill, and we'll help you when you need help.
To me, it's just the absolute best of what this state is.
It is.
And that's part of what makes Wisconsin great, is that Wisconsin spirit of neighbor helping neighbor. And we need more folks, or younger folks need to listen to people like you, in my opinion, who could tell that oral history, because I don't think we could be better in our future if we don't understand our past and where we came from.
That's very true.
So I appreciate you stopping by. Folks could stop here at the Butternut Historical Society. Maxine Kilger, thank you so much for taking this time with us. I really, really appreciate it.
I wish I had more time to give you.
Well, I know. Darla's got me booked up. I'm backed up like a hare here, let me tell you. But we'll have you back on soon, okay?
I would love that.
I would too. We'll work it out. All right. Thank you very much, Maxine Kilger. We'll have her back. We're kind of, and my wonderful colleague, and Jay Matnier, is helping out here as we kind of change chairs. And while she does that, I'm going to remind you that coming up in hour two, we'll talk with Jane McNair and Greg Bach, also Big G, our great salesperson up here in northern Wisconsin. We'll also talk with Lena Matola, who is of the Northern Pines, where Jane, Greg, and I are staying tonight. And we're also going to talk a little bit with Kelly Meredith, who later on this hour, who is the proprietor here at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. Well, let me tell you this. These road trips do not happen without great sponsors and people who could be our partners in this whole thing, and we have one of them joining us now at the table. He is the proprietor of Signature Sign, Glenn Wagner. Thanks for, is it Wagner or Wagner?
Wagner.
Wagner. All right, very good. Glenn, first of all, thanks for being a partner in this whole trip and your sponsorship. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. If you wouldn't mind, I could just give my time right back to Maxine. She's got a lot more to say.
Well, I appreciate that. But I do want to, because it's important that we, you know, give you folks time to talk about your business, because I was a small business person for a while. I had a coffee shop, and especially in small towns, I think it takes a certain strength and a commitment. Did you grow up here, or where are you from?
My wife and I are both original butternutters.
Butternutters, that's the correct term. Yeah. All right, I love that. I love that.
Graduated class in 92. Mm-hmm. She was a couple years after me. Yeah, born and raised here. Graduated, went off to school. Mm-hmm. Got her feet wet a little bit in the industry, me in the sign business, and she was a beautician. So after, what was it, about five years. After we graduated, I graduated from UW Stevens Point, mm-hmm. And she graduated from Wausau Beauty School. Mm-hmm. We got married, moved to Chippewa Falls, spent a year there, then moved to St. Germain, spent 4 years, and had an opportunity to come back here and establish our own shop. We did purchase a local shop from Park Falls, Sailor Signs, that was in business for... I want to say like 80 years.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, okay. A long time. Mm-hmm. Very, very long standing business in the area. So he was ready to kind of wind down, a good opportunity for us to jump in, mm-hmm. Built our own shop, purchased some of his equipment and accounts and whatnot, and took off from there.
Wow. That's really great. I just love small business folks. And of course, our station in Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, touches a little bit over into this region. Tell folks what at Signature Sign here in Butternut, what's your specialty? What sort of signs do you do the most?
We are a full scale sign company. So we do the big commercial pylon signs, mm-hmm. the big backlit cabinet signs, the big electronic message centers. We offer those. We have two different kinds of those. You know, we do a lot of the big stuff. We do a lot of subcontracted install work for mm-hmm. corporate companies. So, like your hotels, gas stations, they have a corporate sign entity that takes care of all their advertising and signage. And they send us, most of the time, they'll send us the signs. We go install them and maintain them. So that's a big chunk of what we do. So we service usually around a two-hour radius from
wow.
here. And there's a lot of
so certainly folks listen to us in Hayward, you can help them out if you're looking for it. So I want to make sure we get it in. Is there a website or somewhere people can go to get more information about Signature Sign?
SignatureSignWI.com.
SignatureSign.WI.com.
Signature Sign.
WI, got it. SignatureSignWI.com.
There you go. Yep.
All right. Well, Zomer is my producer. We'll put that in the show notes so people up here in the Northwoods can find you. I mean, we passed your place coming into town. It's spectacular.
Yeah. So, you know, we not just the big stuff and the commercial stuff, but we do an awful lot of smalls.
Yeah. Well, you know, hold that thought. You can join us here. We got to do a little business, as they say, and do a farm report with Pam Yonke, our friend down there in Madison. And come on back. We'll talk a little bit more with Glenn Wagner of Signature Sign. We're here live in Butterett, Wisconsin. We're on location on the Todd Lobel Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For everything from carrying milk to a processing facility to bringing feed to the farm, commercial driver's licenses and those people that hold them high value to today's farming operation. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. That's why for the first time, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, they are going to start offering commercial driver's license training. Holly Straka is the Director of Business and Industry Services at Southwest Technical College, and she explains why they decided to undertake this new curriculum.
CDL drivers, they're in high demand across our region, right? Ag is one of them, and our electrical power distribution is another one. And those students were having to go, you know, quite far out into, you know, Iowa and a few hours away from Wisconsin to get those. Sometimes that those extra travel costs and that time can be a barrier. And so we had heard from A, our students, and B, a lot of local businesses that, you know, with the changes in the CDL laws, it has been consistently tougher and tougher to obtain the CDL. So we thought if we could figure out a way to bring something local, that we could help a huge market. And it was pretty successful for the first go around.
Holly Straka, she's the Director of Business and Industry Services at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, talking about their new commercial driver's license training. She said prior to them offering this curriculum, students would have had to travel elsewhere in the state or Midwest to try to gain the skills they'll be providing.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And if you'd like to learn more about bison production in Wisconsin, excellent opportunity on the horizon. Saturday, August 2nd, the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association holding their summer conference. It's going to be at Black Creek Bison in Spooner, Wisconsin. They'll start at 9 in the morning, go until 3 in the afternoon. They'll also have a drone demonstration for agronomic applications. The date again, August 2nd. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
A fall feel today with a northwest breeze and clouds clearing. High temperatures only flirt with 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we get a little warmer to the mid-70s with abundant sunshine, and then at night, showers and storms are expected, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday and more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, we're joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to discuss the recent lawsuit he filed with other attorneys general to help preserve and protect federal education funding. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Even here, live on location in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin in the North Woods, you have to take time to recombobulate. And joining us once again from his home in beautiful Milwaukee, the one, the only, the political editor of Civic Media and the founder of the recombobulation area, Mr. Dan Schaefer. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. Always a treat to join you here on the Todd Alba Show, especially when you're getting nutty in Butternut.
That's right. We're getting nutty in Butternut. And I found that there's actually T-shirts we're going to buy before we leave town, because you could buy them at Signature Sign, one of our great sponsors on this tour of Matt Nair on Air and the All Ball Show. We appreciate them, Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and myself, because these sorts of on-the-road events do not happen without great sponsors, great partners. Signature Sign is certainly one of those. And the owner and proprietor, Glenn Wagner, joins us here at the table. So you actually sell T-shirts with Get Nutty and Butternut?
A lot more than that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My wife is in charge of all of the tourist trap stuff. Yeah. So we're fully staffed there with all kinds of stuff from Butternut.
Well, I love it. And people could go to signaturesignwi.com. SignatureSignWI.com for all of your sign needs here, whether you're a business or a larger area or a larger outfit in the Hayward or area or anywhere here in the North Woods, or whether you need some of the smaller sign needs. You guys have it all covered.
Yeah, we do a lot of smaller signs, flat panel signs. Banners is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on the apparel. We offer the apparel services. Decorating and whatnot, and yep. We also have trophies and awards.
Nice, always so important.
There's quite a need for that around here too.
Yeah.
Kind of our specialty you probably find pretty interesting is I still bend neon.
Really?
Yeah, I am a glass bender yet.
Oh my gosh! I mean, Dan, the history of neon signs, Milwaukee. I mean, that's I caught all the way back to Laverne and Shirley before.
Oh, absolutely! That's great stuff. That's great stuff.
So you did you learn that in Stevens Point when we went to school?
I did, actually.
Really?
I did. While I was at the university, I hooked up with a professor there. Then we kind of did it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
He did it on the side as kind of an art media. So I just kind of went in one day, and he said, yeah, try it out. And he saw something, and I did okay.
Yeah.
Invited me back in there, and I pretty soon I was spending so much time in there, I wasn't doing the rest of my studies.
I can't really, that's how I did radio, but my grades went downhill.
So they actually, I went in, we talked to the dean, and we sat down, and we recombobulated.
Nice, nicely
there you
done.
Go.
So I got my own emphasis, Bachelor of Arts degree, with a neon emphasis.
Wow.
The one and only, because when I graduated, the professor retired, end of the program. So
no way.
I had, while I was doing that, I had other students under me. I was teaching them how to bend. Most of it was for art projects and whatnot. Mm. But we were showing them the scientific bending, you know, how to actually make neon open signs and, and whatnot. We had people bringing signs in. We would repair them. So we're running a small business like that. So that took up so much time that, yeah, I actually have that degree.
Well, congrats. I think that's I would love to have you back again just to talk about that. I think that's super cool. I really do, because you don't – I mean, is there – I don't know any place else in Wisconsin that's doing that right now.
There's not many. There's a couple in Antigo. Antigo is
really
the neon capital of Wisconsin. So if you ever get over there, Northern Advertising is definitely a stop.
Okay.
Dean, I think – boy, I think he just turned 92, Dean Blazek.
Uh-huh.
If you can catch him there, I mean, you could spend a week.
Wow, this is amazing. Signs. I mean, this is why we love doing this, Dan, because we run into people that just, you know, there are these great stories. And I know, you know, Dan Schaefer on his great site, the www.therecombobulationarea.news. You talk about these great stories, Dan, but you come up here and there's so many great stories right across Wisconsin.
Everybody's got a great story to tell, that's for sure, especially here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Before we let you go, I know we got to get on some other news, Glenn, but a couple of things I don't know that you wanted to talk about, talking with Glenn Wagner, one of our great sponsors of this trip, with Matt and Aaron Air and the All Ball Show over at Signature Sign. Talk to us about two things, Pioneer Days Fest coming up, but also the Business Association.
Yeah, I'll talk about the Business Association first. We formed that actually with Kelly. Kelly and
our
I,
host here, yeah.
Yeah, are actually two of the three founding members. And I had to ask her, I couldn't quite remember, but it was 2008. Mm-hmm. The village president at the time asked us if we were interested in forming, it's actually the Buttern Area Business Alliance. So we sat down, we came up with a concept, and it's still going. So it's all community-based. It helps keep our website going, kind of an outreach marketing arm for the village of Butternut. And with that, that group is one of eight that helps sponsor Butternut Pioneer Days, which is next weekend. So we expanded it to a four-day event this year, first time ever, 67th annual.
Wow.
So that, I know when, at the end, when you're interviewing Maxine, you asked her what makes this community great. That Pioneer Days Festival is it in a nutshell. You have eight different nonprofit entities that get together and put on this big festival to give back to the community. And it does raise money to help improvements up at the Butternut Park, which was sorely needed a long time ago.
Yeah.
So so much has gone back into that. And the other organizations, you know, most of them will take that money that they raise from this festival and give it right back.
Amazing.
Just so we can grow it and do more and more. But live music, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Full carnival this year. We haven't had a carnival for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when COVID hit, that kind of put a kibosh a lot of stuff. But this year, we do have a full carnival back, full carnival midway, food trucks, big softball tournament, volleyball tournament, horseshoe tournament, cornhole tournament, horse pole tournament, mud runs.
Wow.
It is.
Dan, pack up the family. Yeah. Come up to Butternut this weekend, next weekend.
I was going to say, brothers. Todd, which of those are you participating in now that you're up there? I want to see you win one of those mud runs or something like that.
That's something else. There's so many events. My brother's even put on a haunted house display.
Wow.
Yeah, they're
super
they're
cool.
Building it inside of this one building that's currently vacant. And it's like they do it every year for Halloween for the school, fundraiser for the school, and they decide, hey, we have so much fun with this, we're going to do this for Pioneer Day. So and we have a women's softball game, we have a rib cook-off contest going. So you know, Thursday through Sunday, if you can't find something to do up in the park in Butternut, you're not trying.
If my supervisor, Luke Mathers, is listening back in Madison, you won't see me till next week sometime. I'm just going to camp out up here. Glenn Wagner, owner of Signature Sign, can't thank you enough for your sponsorship. Can't thank you enough for being invested in your hometown. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Thank you so much for stopping by and all you do for being a great Butternutter up here in Butternut.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. And I'm serious. Greg and I and Jane are going to stop by. before you close at 5. So we'll see you later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
You
Glenn Wagner, everybody, owner of Signature Side, one of our great sponsors here on the Matt and Air On Air and All Ball Show Tour. Really appreciate them as well. It is now 2:43. And once again, I'm going to Dan Schaefer, our political editor for Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area. Dan, how the heck you been? I mean, this is great, isn't it?
I'm so glad you guys are doing this tour. It's been so fun to listen from afar, and it's you guys were in Oshkosh yesterday, right? Did you get to up to any shenanigans after hours in Oshkosh? You know, as a proud UW Oshkosh graduate, I should have recommended the right Main Street bar to go to, and obviously you got to go to Nico's Euros late for some late night eats. So. Hopefully you got to enjoy yourselves at least a little bit, though.
We enjoyed ourselves, certainly, but it's kind of a work trip, so we didn't get to stay out too late. But Oshkosh is beautiful. I know that's where you went to school. Isn't it interesting, Dan, your connection at UW, people on the show know mine, but to hear our host or our guest here, Glenn Wagner, say that he went to UW Stevens Point, learns how to bend glass, and makes a business back in his hometown. Just another example how integral our UW system is to the entire state.
Oh, absolutely. It sure is a great example of that. And just an example of how, different universities can offer just like really specialized types of options for your education as well, and I think that's a great example of it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Let's turn our attention to just a little bit of news, Dan. Once again, things are happening all over. The latest conservative talk commentator out of Milwaukee making a prediction here, 24 hours ago or so, that Governor Tony Evers would be making an announcement before the end of this week that he was not going to run again. Now, you and I, last time we talked, we played kind of a old McLaughlin group, went around, and I asked you on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no chance at all, 10 being metaphysical certainty the Evers would run again. What is the chances? You said 6, slightly better that he wouldn't. I said 2, virtually no chance at all, because I just didn't think that the budget that's passed was one that you could run on for reelection. Any of your reporting signaling where this is going to go?
Yeah, I would say since you asked me that question since you put me on the spot, I think
yes,
I'm moving a little bit more towards your direction, where you said you'd say you were at a 2 on the likelihood scale. I'd say I'd probably be in the 3 to 4 range now. I do think it's more likely that Evers says he is not running for reelection. But again, I don't really know. I think there's a lot of rumors flying around right now, a lot of people speculating. So I'm not going to come on the air and tell you anything definitive one way or another that I know about any of this. But I think just more generally, I would not, I think a decision is probably coming relatively soon, whether that's before the end of the week or sometime next week. That, again, I'm not really sure. It seems like some things are perhaps in flux. But, it's a big decision. And I think the governor has earned every right to have the time to make that decision, to talk with his wife, to talk with his family, to talk with his team, his supporters, and all of that. But it would not surprise me to see a decision coming in the relatively near future. And, obviously, where I stand on it. We'll wait and see where exactly things go from here. I think, it's a big decision. It's not one to be taken lightly.
Dan would welcome the news there would not be a third term run. You wrote that very, very intriguing and spicy, as they say, column quite a while back, calling on the governor to call it good at 2 terms in the East Wing. So we'll find out maybe by the end of the week. But regardless, I mean, if this does pan out, Dan, I think some Democrats are already anticipating this and are trying to get a little bit of a jump start at the starting line. And we'll see. We talked to Josh Schoeman, Pat Kreitlow, and I did at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair last week with one of the Republican candidates. And so, it's already underway on the Republican side, and things could heat up pretty quickly, I would think, on the Democratic side should this happen.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And we're just past that campaign finance deadline that a lot of people were looking to not only for this race, but for, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, whether Rebecca Bradley is going to be running for another term, where a number of the kind of congressional candidates are at for this. So, there's a lot to unpack, a lot to recombobulate with the political news cycle this week in Wisconsin, that's for sure.
We'll come back and do a little bit more recombobulating from Butternut in Milwaukee here on a on-location edition of the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down, is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, we are live on location in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin, along with our friends and colleagues, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach, for our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour around the state. We're here at the beautiful Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. Going to talk about that in just a minute. But first of all, Dan Schaefer, the political editor of Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, joins us live from Milwaukee. Dan, I wanted to give you time for just one more piece of news kind of coming out of state news right now in politics on campaigns.
Yeah, so this week was the filing deadline for a lot of candidates to report how much money they've raised for various campaigns, where that is. You know, we talked a little bit before the break about, you know, where things are headed for Governor Evers. His fundraising was quite a bit lower than it was at the equivalent time 4 years ago. So I think that is has fueled some of the speculation that Evers might not be running for a third term. We also saw some of the filing reports from the Republican candidates running for governor, most notably Bill Berrien, who had a super PAC that he had organized in the months prior to announcing that he'd be running. He got the overwhelming majority of the funds for that super PAC came from Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, who are now big Bitcoin guys. They were, God you may, you, you, may remember, you may remember, you may remember, them from the movie, The Social Network, when they were depicted, in yes. that, in kind of like the start of Facebook back in the 2000s there. And then I think you, one of the most notable, reports that we saw was from Rebecca Bradley, the, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, whose 10-year term will be up next year. We don't know yet if she is going to be running again, but if she is going to be running again, she's going to be working from a real financial disadvantage because she reported raising a grand total of $0 in as her potential opponent, Chris Taylor, raised a record amount in that time period of more than $580,000. So, you know, you always got to follow the money when it comes to politics. And, you know, it's it sure seems like Rebecca Bradley is not gearing up to run for election. But, you know, these things can always change quickly. And one other candidate that I wanted to highlight here was the potential Democratic challenger in the first congressional district, Randy Brice, who announced his campaign a little while back. He is not off to a great start with the fundraising. He has raised just over $25,000 for his race. And I think Brian Stile, who has been an exceptionally good fundraiser in the first congressional district, raised well over $1 million. So I do think, you know, it's a really bad report for Brice. And I don't know if he's going to end up being the candidate in the first congressional district after some numbers like that.
You can find all these stories and more at www.therecombobulationarea.news. Dan Schaefer always doing a great job. Dan, we're going to turn back to things here in Butternut, but stay with us. I think you'll find this interesting. She was on Matt Nair on Air with Greg and Jane this morning. I just asked her to come back for a couple minutes. Kelly Meredith, who owns this great business, Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. Once again, Kelly, thanks for opening up your home here for us to come in to today. Oops, turn the mic on. There we go.
Oh, hi. Okay. Is that good?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming. It's been great to meet you guys, and it's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful day. Okay.
I love it. I want you to just retell one little thing about what you said this morning with Jane and Greg, when you said Butternut is the kind of place where if you need something, and I'll let you finish the rest
okay,
of it.
Okay, yeah. I think it was Jane, the lead-in question was what, tell me, describe Butternut in one, like, vignette, I guess. And I've always said in other interviews that Butternut's a place, if you are sick, the community will have a fundraiser for you, take care of your pets, everybody will show up, you better come with a dish to pass and a wad of cash. I mean, and we don't ask, and I said in her show, we don't ask stupid questions like, why are you sick? It's just, if you need something, you need something. And we're here for you, and we love each other, we support each other, we try to support each other's activities as much as we can. Life is busy, but we do. So it's just it's a really cohesive community.
As my friend Frankie Olson likes to say, you know, Butternut, and what you just described, that's not a red hat or a blue hat.
Right.
It's a green and gold Packer hat. I mean,
well,
it's very, right?
I mean, yeah, just we're all together and let's not worry super much about this and that.
So, about a minute and a half. I know it's much too short a time. This mural behind us that people are watching in StreamYard, you painted this. Apparently it's for Ozaukee County.
It's actually for Port Washington.
Oh,
which
for Port
Washington.
Right. Yeah.
In Ozaukee County. Yes, yes.
How many days have you been working
on
this?
It's only been 23. I mean,
23 days, Dan Schaefer. Look at that behind me.
I can crank. So, yeah.
And how many of these have you done?
This is number 161. So
161 murals, folks, yes. For communities all over America?
Well, mostly the upper Midwest. So Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, there.
And you're depicting the real history? These are real people?
These are actual people. Now, this is supposed to focus in on the 1920s. Apparently, this particular theater, it was called the Ozaukee Theater, had one of the first talkies ever shown in Wisconsin. And I have a poster of it. It's Alias Jimmy Valentine. That was the movie.
Uh-huh.
So it features the marquee, although it's out of sync. The marquee would have been up much higher, but for scale reasons. And then the different people are the people that are from Port Washington, and a little story about each one of them and that sort of thing.
This is a beautiful, beautiful artwork, Dan Schaefer, up here. If you ever get a chance, or any of our listeners from across the state, find yourself a Butternut, please stop by the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. Meet Kelly. Oh. You're fantastic. Oh, your hospitality is amazing.
I barely had toilet paper for you guys. you guys brought coffee and Kringle. You brought Racine Kringle. My goodness, I'm such a loser.
Not at all. Not at all. You're a winner. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Okay. And again, it's just this community we find amongst, Dan's a Milwaukee guy. You're up here in Butternut. I'm from Southwest Wisconsin. But we have so many things we share across the state.
We do. We do. And it's very connective. And it's been nice to, this morning doing Jane's show, as we were just riffing together about what we love about Wisconsin and how, and Greg comes up with the big marketing slogan about, I can't remember what it is anymore, but it was really amazing. You should have been in on the morning.
Go back and listen to Jane.
Exactly. This amazing.
Kelly Meredith, thank you so much again. Really appreciate you. Dan Schaefer, Milwaukee, thank you to you. Find all of his work at www.derecombobulationarea.news. Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and people can follow the Recombobulation Area and keep up to speed on that Governor Evers news. Thank you, Dan Schaefer.
Thank you. Be well.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Hour 2 for Butternut Live is next across Wisconsin.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. President Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, where damaged leg veins fail to keep blood flowing properly. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's a benign condition and the president is in no discomfort.
The president remains in excellent health.
She says doctors checked him over thoroughly.
An echocardiogram was also performed and confirmed normal cardiac structure and function. No signs of heart failure, renal impairment, or systemic illness were identified.
Recent photos showed makeup covering bruising on the president's hand. More on that from CBS's Willie James Inman.
The White House press corps has asked previously about this, about the bruising on the president's hands and past cases. The White House has essentially said that the president shakes a lot of hands. He's working for the American people, so perhaps that was the reason for this.
Leavitt also blamed the bruising on the aspirin Trump takes to keep his heart healthy. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace. WAUK.